Nicely with Martin Bester.
So early this morning, in fact, just after the 7 o'clock news, Khada shared something that she experienced yesterday at a shopping center in Pretoria East. They were in this fast food outlet, sitting in those benches, when these women came up to them and sat themselves down next to her son and started taking pictures. And there were other people behind you as well.
Mm.
And you suspect even one of them was taking a video.
Yeah.
And they explained to you, they're trying to explain themselves to you by saying that, no, they wanted to show people back home what South Africans look like, or something along those lines.
Something like that.
And you just felt this is wrong. You had a gut feel that this is, because who takes pictures or videos of underaged kids?
Thank you.
It's not done.
No.
You have no, don't even explain yourself. Shut up. Get away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stop doing it. Give me your phone. Delete it.
And if you thought it was okay, it's time to be told that it's not.
It's very much not okay.
If you thought it was all right.
And I'm sorry to say, the kind of stories we hear in the news all the time, I mean, your mind immediately goes there. Mm. We're not even at a place in our world anymore where you think, oh, these people are friendly and their intentions are pure. I'm sorry. It's just, it doesn't matter which way you spin it. It's just wrong. But you question yourself.
You do. You think, am I making too much of it? Let's just wait for the food and get out and go home and leave them. You've now asked him to delete it. I know they're not going to. Must I now scream, or is that too much?
What did you say to the center management?
So I spoke to center management. It was a Sunday afternoon, so I haven't spoken to them yet. Yeah. So I told the manager of the shop, and I said to him, listen, this just happened here. And just, you know, if you guys hear anything or this happens to someone else, just take a look at them sitting there and just,
heads up.
And he's like, no, they're not harmful. No, and that's the other
thing.
Now
dismissed.
I'm standing there and I'm thinking, okay, I am now making too much of this.
Yes, you know? And we encouraged Khadi earlier this morning, saying, no, you've got to share this on air because this could be a massive heads up. And also, and then what happened? People started coming forward. This happened to me as well. This has happened to me as well. On the line is a gentleman named Jacques from the Hawks. Good morning, Jacques. Khamiyo, good morning.
Good morning, Martin. Good morning, Charles. How are you guys?
Hey, Jacques.
Good, thank you, Jacques. So you were listening to this in your car, and you felt the need to phone in and just clarify a couple of things, right?
I definitely did. Not just as a SAPS member, but as a parent as well. I've got a 7-year-old little girl, and I can just put me in your shoes. I mean, if that happened with me, I would have acted totally different. And yes, it also would have freaked me out. Like the vet said earlier, luckily he's got his dad's SAPS experience and stuff like that. But there's just some certain things that the public should be aware of. I mean, I don't know even if the security and the center management are aware of these facts. So, yeah, I would just like to share that with you guys. And
so what's your take on it? So what happened there?
All right, you know, there is a lot of syndicates in South Africa, especially foreigners, that targeting children mainly for the use of human trafficking. So taking pictures and stuff like that is actually obtaining a menu of what is available in South Africa. So just like a vehicle syndicate will look out for a certain vehicle, they will drive around and look where some of those vehicles are parked and then obviously target that vehicle because there's an order out for a vehicle like that. So same with children. They have to put out an order for a certain age, say 7 years old, blonde hair, blue eyes, stuff like that. And then obviously from there, they will take it further.
Sure.
That is horrific. That is honestly the most horrific thing I've ever heard in my life. A menu for children.
That's correct. I mean, if you look at human trafficking, there's an order for children. I mean, that's what's happening on a daily basis. Children and humans aren't being trafficked.
I get goosebumps and I am red with rage. It is despicable. Disgusting.
Yeah.
So, because how else could you possibly explain some strangers coming up to you and sitting down next to your child and taking pictures of them and videos?
Yeah, we in South Africa, we know it's common knowledge. You don't do that. We are protected by law. I mean, you're not allowed to take children. Section 28 of the Constitution says that children's rights should be put first, and we as parents also have a responsibility to comply with Section 28, to look after our kids, our children's best interest.
Yeah, it's a shocker. It's a shocker. Jacques, so, what do you do now? What does Gerda do now?
Well, first of all, the security. Let's start off with a say for instance a security complex, right? They've got, some of them has got the best CCTV footage where they can follow a person from the mall to the parking area where a vehicle is parked, and obviously get a registration number on that vehicle. So then you've got a possible name, address, owner of that vehicle, right? So we can trace that. We do encourage, we don't encourage the public to actually take the phones of these foreigners, because it can lead to an argument or stuff like that. So the best thing is that the security at a complex should actually safeguard that vehicle and get quick response from the SAPs to come out, and a charge of criminal injury can be laid against those people taking photos of your children, and their phones can be confiscated. And obviously, after investigation is done on those phones, I can actually guarantee you, you're going to get more photos on that phone and more evidence.
So, Khada, you need to take it further. And that shopping center needs to take it more seriously. The lady that called in about when that happened there in the big grocery store in the West Rand as well, that shop needs to take it further. You have to look at the footage. You have to follow them all the way out to their car. The car registration needs to be handed over to the SA Police Services, the Hawks, and they need to be traced. We need to show them that we are serious about this. Because just letting it go away, it's like, ugh. What could happen to a child?
The next
person, Fistanye, it's ridiculous. No more can shopping centers just brush it off and dismiss it.
Can ek net sê asseblief ook, glo nie die ouers. 'N Ouer weet as iets verkeerd is. Ouers kan dit aanvoel as daar dat hierdie persoon wat dis net af. Asseblief glo my as 'n ouer as ek na jou toe kom as 'n bestuurder en vir jou sê, hoorie so, daai mense, dat ek sien baie dodgy daar. Hou julle oë oop, volg hierdie mense. Don't dismiss me.
Never. No more. Jacques, just a quick question for you. Would you recommend, I mean, you're saying no, don't put yourself in harm's way by trying to confiscate a phone yourself. Leave that up to security or the police. Would you, however, take a picture of them?
Yes, at that stage, I will. I will take a picture of them.
Okay.
Because, I mean, they're adults. Adults versus children. If you look at the greater picture, who's getting harmed? Are the children or the adults? I mean, they at that stage are suspects.
And you're right.
Suspect, so.
Yes.
It's in reaction.
So you've got reason. You've got reason to take pictures of them. Yes, I will definitely do so. And I mean, the video footage will also be available at the symptoms of them walking up and down. And obviously, they're taking a picture of your child. That will also be under CCTV footage. That can also be used as evidence. I think the need for investigation, it needs to start there. And I think you will get to greater things once you investigate those two. Elderly women or whatever taking pictures of children saying, oh, your kids look so beautiful. No. They use them specifically so that you don't get suspicious and you think it's just for the mere fact of we want to show people overseas what the children in South Africa look like.
Is that a line that they often use?
I wouldn't say it's a line. They can use different lines, but this line in particular that was told to Khada, I would say definitely is a line just to keep you calm and not make a big scene of it.
What other lines do they use? As ek mag vra, wat se ander lyne het jy al gehoor?
I wouldn't say that I specifically heard a lot of lines. The other one that the vet said about the child will make a very beautiful bride. I mean, that is so obviously into the direction of human trafficking. Why would you want to make a child a bride? I mean, that is so wrong. No, you're
kidding me? It's disgusting.
So basically, they will not always give you a reason why. They'll ignore you or they'll just take the pictures.
And then just move on in life. And how big is the group on average? I mean, it sounds like there's enough intel about this because it happens often enough. I mean, is it like two women and a guy in the background or what?
Well, like I said, they can use the bait people taking the pictures. It can be anyone. It can be males. It can be females. It can be elderly.
Younger.
I've also heard about them taking pictures at schools, not just at complexes, at schools as well, where students are standing outside.
Goodness me.
So that's also got to be looked at.
Yeah, it's a shocker.
And it's another thing as well, the cell phone. If you delete the photos of the cell phone, it can still remain in the recycle bin.
Of course.
So you must just rather let that deception security just handle that part and let them look at those phones.
Jacques, thanks for sharing. I'm glad that you listened at that stage and that you came forward and shared this important information with us. Ons waardeer dit hoor jy met mooi ry. Baie dankie daarvoor.
Baie dankie. Nee, ek is net so bly ek het daarna geluister. Ek is baie bly en ook nie eintlik bly nie, maar mens moet reageer op dit. Mens moet public awareness, mens moet hulle modus operandi moet jy heeltemal kan disable en al jy doen is as die publiek bewus is van hierdie syndikate en optree daarteen.
We have to act. Bye, Donkey yeah. Jacques. Waardeer jou tyd.
Dankie, Martin. Dankie, Gerda.
Dankie, Jacques.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, sir.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I tell you. Hey, wake up. Wake up.
Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.